Hi, this is Robert Kubel of Cool and the Gang on the Jazz Spotlight.
Episode 83.
Welcome to the Jazz Spotlight, the podcast that gives you the insight and tools you need to be in the music industry today. Artists, authors, and top music industry experts give you actionable tips that will help you promote yourself the smart way. Here's your host, Jan Ilunga.
Hey everybody, welcome to this new episode of the Jazz Spotlight. We continue the series from Porridge Jazz Festival, and today we are joined by a very, very special guest. He's the leader of one of the most legendary bands out there. They've been performing for over 50 years, and I'm talking about Kool and the Gang. So today we are joined by their founding member, Robert Bell, and he's here. I'm so excited. You'll find the show notes with the links to everything Mr. Bell and I talk about at thejazzspotlight.com/episode83. All right, let's dive into it. Here is a jazz talk with Robert Bell of Kool and the Gang.
Hey everybody, welcome back to a new episode of the Jazz Spotlight. I hope you're ready for this one because this is gonna be fun. Joining us today is someone who actually doesn't need much introduction. He's one of the founding members of one of the legendary bands out there. They've been around for over 50 years. They are known for classics like Ladies Nights, Celebrations, and I'm talking about Kool and the Gang. It's with great pleasure that I welcome on the show Robert Bell. Hey, Mr. Bell, how's it going?
Wonderful. It's good to be on Jazz Spotlight.
Great. Thank you so much for being here with us. And I have to ask you, because I said you guys have been around for over 50 years, and obviously your lineup has changed. You have been performing pretty much everywhere except for the moon. So I wanted to ask you, what do you think is the recipe for, you know, for keep going with the same energy you had in the 60s?
Well, the one thing that our parents always told us, that to stick together as a band, as a group, over 50 years ago, actually. And that's what we have been able to do. Now, we started with 8 guys. Mm-hmm. We only have 4 that's living now, which is myself, my brother, Khalees, George Brown, and Dennis mm-hmm. Thomas. But there's been many guys in and out of the group over the years, even with James J.T. Taylor mm-hmm. back in the late 70s. But we have maintained, you know, and our lineup, again, guys like Curtis Williams have been with us for about 20, mm-hmm. 25 years. Sean McQuilla, at least 15 to 20 years. My brother, Amir mm-hmm. Bayan, in and out for the last 30 or 40 years. You know, Tim Horton, our drummer, he's been at least 15 years. Lavelle, he's the youngest. Mm-hmm. He's been with us for about she's almost 7-8 years now. You know? we have Michael Ray. He's a veteran, mm-hmm. you know, and Lewis Taylor has been in and out for the last 3 or 4 years. We also have Curtis Pulliam, who's been with us about 3 or 4 years. So, again, the secret of staying together is that, like the French say, for every problem, there is a solution. So when we have problems, we try to seek for the solution mm-hmm. and try to work it out.
Right.
And it has worked for us for over 50 years.
So if there is someone who's listening to you and I, Mr. Bell, and maybe he's a musician, he's in a band, and there maybe, you know, would like to follow your footsteps, your advice would be to always try to be a family first rather than just band members.
Well, be a family and learn how to work together. Mm-hmm. Learn how to try to resolve some of your problems.
Right.
Also, to try to be, if you talk about a band, to be original if you possibly can. Because mm-hmm. there's so many people that sound alike today. You don't know who's who. And that might be a little hard because mm-hmm. record companies, they're like McDonald's and Burger Kings, you know.
Right.
Instead of selling at the time. And the companies don't give you the chance to have that creativity anymore like it was in the old days.
And you talked about the you know, the importance of trying to be innovative, being creative. And obviously, as I said, you guys have performed really all over the world, and you performed at festivals, all kinds of venues. And that's also what sometimes as fans, we may wonder, how do you manage, since you face so many different cultures, you face people who experience your music in a different way? How do you manage to always get the crowd involved?
Well, I think it's all about the music. You know, we have so many different styles of music in Kooling Gang. In the early days, we started off playing jazz, more commercial sort of jazz. And we backed up a lot of local talent in back in Jersey City. And it evolved every year. And into the 70s, it evolved to more of the funky thing with funky stuff, Hollywood Swing, Jungle Boogie, right. Open Sesame. And then, of course, the 80s, you know, with the hits that we had in the 80s, from Cherish to Ladies Night to Celebration, you know. So, again, that has been what we're about. You know, the people, because of that, I guess we drew in rock fans, pop fans, urban fans, R&B fans, I should say, you know, jazz fans. And which allowed us to play all over the world. In the last 50 years, from the Poré Jazz Festival to the North Sea Jazz Festival to the JVC Jazz Festival to the Montreux Jazz Festival. Also had enabled us to play with the Van Halen, 48 shows with Van Halen, 10 shows with Kid Rock, played with Dave Matthews Band.
Right.
Brian Adams, Cheap Trick, this goes on, Meatloaf, you know. So it's been about the music, and it's allowed us to be successful in playing so many music genres.
And Mr. Bell, to wrap up this inspiring conversation that we've had with you, I have to ask you, your repertoire is so huge, and I'm not sure if you're going to be able to answer this one, but which one is your favorite Kool & the Gang song, if you were to pick, if not one, a couple?
Yeah, that's a hard question, man. I have to go, I have to say in the 70s it was Summer Madness. Because of how it turned people's heads when they heard Summer Madness after hearing Funk Yourself and Jungle Boogie.
Right.
People thought it was Herbie Hancock. They said, that's not Kool & the Gang. And then the ultimate celebration. Oh, and I have to say Ladies Night, because I came up with that name, Ladies Night. And when we all worked together, George Brown was a key writer. But I was hanging out in New York, and I realized that every Friday night it was a Ladies Night.
Right.
I said, that's a good idea. Let's write a song about the ladies. And that's it.
Mr. Bell, thank you so much for being here with us and telling us more about Kool & the Gang, sharing also some tips for the artists who are listening to you, and I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
All right, everybody, we are back. Mr. Bell, thank you so much, first of all, for your music, for what you do, and for taking time for being here on the Jazz Spotlight. I really appreciate it. And guys, to wrap up this episode, I have a quick message for you. September 30th is going to be International Podcast Day. So I've included a link to that as well in the show notes at thejazzspotlight.com/episode83. And I want to leave you with a short audio promo of International Podcast Day. So thank you so much for joining Mr. Bell and I here in this new episode of the Jazz Spotlight. Here's the promo, and I'll be back with you in the next episode.
International Podcast Day is September 30th, and you can help spread the word. International Podcast Day is dedicated to promoting podcasting worldwide. You may be asking, what can I do to get involved? It's pretty simple. First, head over to internationalpodcastday.com and check the suggestions. Second, use hashtag Podcast Day to join in the conversation. Remember September 30th. Now, let's start the conversation.